Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So you're going to want to get the SportsGrid app on iOS or Android in the Play Store. It's free. Free as me. You're going to love it. It's got the TV side on it, the radio side on it. So you can watch, you can listen, either or on the app. You can follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. And it even has in-game odds and stories, videos, highlights, everything. The SportsGrid app, get it today, free. It's smarter to be on SportsGrid. Did you know we're streaming on X every day, always, all week, all month, all year, including right now, this very second, at SportsGrid-Live. We're on X at SportsGrid-Live. I think you can figure it out. You can get the Coast to Coast and Pharrell on the Bench podcast every day, Monday through Friday, on Apple, iTunes, or wherever you download podcasts. Don't forget, tomorrow at 1 o'clock Eastern, the golf preview blowout special with the Four Horsemen getting ready for Oakmont. Of course, our golf gurus, Carver High, the Prime Minister, Stewie, and the Las Vegas golfer. Tomorrow, 1 East on SportsGrid TV. Also, Friday at 2, the NHL show, which is filled with props and betting angles on the Stanley Cup Finals. Let's look at tonight's lineup on SportsGrid at 6 East. It's Front Office Sports Today. At 6:30, it's GTD with the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri. At 8 o'clock, it's the original OG in-game live with Scott Wetzel and Dave Sherapan. At 10, it's Sports Rage with Morenci. And on Sports Grid Radio from 8 to 10, it's The Institution, Carver and Lisi. All of this stuff happening on Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. Why go anywhere else? What is wrong with you? All right, into hour number two here on a C2C Terrible Towel Tuesday. And we're still talking about the Stanley Cup Final because everybody loves hockey.
Everybody does love hockey, that is for sure. Let's get you set up now for game number four. So this is, we do have a couple days before they get going again. Now, look, I get it. They couldn't play the every other because the NBA is playing tomorrow night. So they'll take the extra day, and Thursday night they'll play game four back down at Sunrise. Panthers now minus -154. Oilers +128. Of course, that 6.5 total, which we've had in every game so far, over in every game so far as well. Do the Oilers even it back up on Thursday night?
Well, I'm, you know, at this point, 6-0, 3-0 in money lines, and 3-0 in totals in the Stanley Cup. So I'm going Rogie Vachon tomorrow. Or on Thursday, I'm going game four, Oilers +128. And at this point, I see no reason to stop with the overs. these two teams score seven a night at least, like clockwork. And when I saw Skinner opening up like the Suez Canal, I think more than ever that it's going to be an over again. I told you before, I'll say it again. Games 5, 6, and 7 will be your unders when it gets real tight and real sticky. And it gets, you know, the nerves come out and they start, you know, playing smarter and they're not letting anybody into the zone and they're stacking you at the blue line and it's a neutral zone game. I think you'll see the scores lower. But until then, I'm still over.
Yeah, I don't think I could go after the under again. It just doesn't. It just, I can't. I can't
all
keep going after the under. You know it's eventually going to happen, but I'm just not there. I think Edmonton evens the series at 2-2. That's probably the one play that I know I'm going to make on Thursday night.
I'm scared
Edmonton
to death.
Money line. I'm scared
to death
too.
I'm scared of
Florida's. Florida's for a reason.
Better.
I mean,
Florida's playing better.
I also think, look, obviously
they were up 3-1 in game one. They won game two. They kicked their ass in game three. They blew game one.
I think that both of these teams are a little bit better than last year. I think Edmonton's better than the team that lost in seven last year. They have the two best players, but 1 through 20.
You're
right. The Panthers are better, you know,
you're
as
right.
A collective unit, 1 through 20. And that's usually the team that ends up finishing the job. Now,
and
if
how about
you think
this?
That,
and how about this? Yes. 1 through 20. How about minus 12? What, they have 7 or 8 guys left on the bench when the game was over? They had nothing left. They don't have 20 players. When the refs kick everyone out of the game, they had nothing left. They were naked.
Nothing left. As far as the series goes, if you think Edmonton can come back, +210 down 2-1. Florida -260 to win the Stanley Cup now at this point.
I'm not changing anything about this. Like,
no,
this is not over at all. So, I mean, we got it at a way better price than that before it started that they would win the Stanley Cup. So that 210 to me is just another yawner. Yawn. I'm not going to give up on them. Like, win the game Thursday. And then win game 5 and man the F up. And then you got 2 cracks at winning it, 6 and 7. 7 at Rogers Place. I mean, are you really going to F that up? Because, look, last year, Florida didn't F that up in game 7 in Sunrise, and they barely won 2-1. If Edmonton gets to a game 7 at Rogers Place, they're winning. They're going to win that game in Ferrell-Alberta. Mark my words. And it won't be a 2-1 game. They'll score 5 goals in that game.
And I wanted to bring this out today because this is the first time I saw this, that it didn't have McDavid as the favorite anymore. And that was the Conn Smythe. And we thought Bobrovsky would be the guy because it was so kind of mixed with all the Florida players. But Sam Bennett has now kind of pushed himself ahead of everyone else, it seems like, on that Florida roster. He's now the favorite to win the Conn Smythe. McDavid is obviously the second choice, and Marchand is up there ahead of Bobrovsky now as well in terms of a Conn Smythe. I will tell you, Bennett now has scored 14 goals in the Stanley Cup
playoffs.
That's
why he's going to win the Conn Smythe if they win it. And if the Oilers win it, McDavid will get it. And Marchand is not getting it because he had 3 goals in the Stanley Cup finals. The Conn Smythe is based on the playoffs.
Yes. Look, if it was just the final like the NBA is,
right?
I think it would be Marchand right now, honestly. I think that Marchand's made the biggest impact.
Shorty and a game winner.
When you go, and I mean, he scored in every game. He has a goal in all 3 games
but
for them.
A double
which is
overtime
nuts.
Game winner and a shorty in the same game, that gives you the edge.
Bennett's having, I didn't even realize till I went and looked. When I saw last night, he was the favorite. I was like, man, he scored 14 goals. The next closest is Draisaitl with 10. Bennett's had a monster playoff for the Florida Panthers, and he's got himself in the driver's seat now if they were to win it. To maybe get himself that Conn Smythe. So there you go. Game 4 on Thursday night.
You know what that award gets you? Makes you rich. You win the Conn Smythe, you're going to get paid.
Yes, no question about that. One other thing from hockey before we move along. They did hand out the Calder Trophy this morning, which of course goes to the Rookie of the Year. Lane Hutson, defenseman from the Canadiens, won the Calder. And honestly, I was a little surprised. I thought he could win. It was an absolute blowout. Like, Celebrini wasn't even close in the voting. Hutson destroyed him.
He had 66 points. I'll give him that. And I never even knew he played in the league. Celebrini's the Calder winner in my book. He was the most exciting rookie and player in the NHL of all the rookies. This kid, now, honestly, I love hockey. I swear to God, I don't even know who he is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
All right, I know we're going to do baseball. Carver High doesn't want me to tell the same story twice, but I'm going to anyway. I played with, remember the kid Johnny Buckets? He was on ESPN, the kid that had lymphoma cancer. Played high school ball in New Jersey, broke all the state records and his dad's scoring record. His dad played at Villanova. Anyway, this kid, I played basketball with him last night. I swear to God, he scored 90 points. And I mean, this guy scored from everywhere. I mean, he was shooting half court shots and they were all net, like raindrops. And he humiliated NBA and D1 superstar players that, I mean to tell you, I have seen these guys humiliate everyone, including me, like 1,000 times. They humiliate me. I can't guard them. And to see a high school boy humiliate all of them nonstop, and the kid literally took his ball and walked off the court. He said, I'm out of here. I'm bored. You guys suck. Pharrell, at least you fouled me. No one else could touch him. The guy's like it was like a tornado watching him score. I was on the sideline at one point. I looked over at his dad. I go, he's so much better than you. It's not even funny. You old fart. And he looked at me and gave me the finger. The father gave me the finger. But anyway, let's talk baseball. Nice. I thought it was fun watching the kid explode on people last night.
There you go. Baseball now. Lots of extra inning games last night around the majors, including a rematch, first time this year for the Dodgers and the Padres, back and forth all night long, but the Dodgers outlast them 8-7 in 10 in the 10th. It was Andy Páez with the go-ahead double on Sportsnet LA.
Drives this ball to left center field. It takes off on Lockridge and sails over his head. Páez streaks for second with the go-ahead double.
Unbelievable. I was watching the game. It made me so mad. The one thing obviously it's the Dodgers, so they're going to sell out. But a Monday night in SoCal, there wasn't a seat in the house. I mean, the place was absolutely jam-packed. You would have thought it was the pennant, like that they were playing in the NLCS. That's how crowded it was at Petco. It's a great scene for baseball, I think, whenever those two play.
It certainly is. Dodgers and Padres, one of the best rivalries right now in the league.
It's great.
Also, late night extra inning action in Arizona. The Diamondbacks had a 4-0 lead on the Mariners going into the ninth inning. In fact,
and I had the under.
They had a 4-0 lead with two outs in the top of the ninth inning. But
did you know that they could have had a single, or they could have had a single, a double, a triple? They had the bases full, a single, double, triple. You still hit the under, and then the guy hits a grand slam, and you lose the bet. Yeah. Bad beat city.
Bad beat City. So they tie it at 4. It goes to the 11th. Josh Naylor getting involved on
Tuesday night, Josh.
High fly ball way back. Josh Naylor all the way to the wall. And it's a walk-off grand slam. Just the third walk-off grand slam in Diamondbacks history. And the first since Ryan Roberts back in 2011. Second career walk-off homer for Naylor.
Like, second career walk-off homer for your boy Tuesday Josh. Remember all the home runs and ringing the bell he did for you on Tuesdays last year?
Then he left
his brother. He told his brother he didn't love him. Moved to Arizona. Now he's hitting home runs out there. Merrill Lynch Kelly with 7 strikeouts. They needed that. They haven't been playing well. And he hits the walk-off grand slam breakfast. Second one is only $1, as you know.
And to be fair, I was, because I added him last, I played him on the radio show because I was having a bad night.
Oh, nail. I see how you are.
I got him. But he hit one in the first inning, like 415 feet to right center, that stupid deepest part of the park out there in Arizona, the 413 sign. And then, thankfully, he got paid off with him.
Now you're releasing homers on the institution and blowing off the C2C crowd.
I'll let him know.
I'll put a tweet out about that.
You got to understand, if things aren't going well,
it's like
9 o'clock and the late games are about to start, you know, it's like we're taking the
shovel out. We're
trying to dig out of the hole. Right. So we start flying on guys in the late games to try to get a little bit back. Reds beat Cleveland 7-4 last night. How about the Pirates?
They're hot. They're hot, by the way. The Reds are hot.
10-3 win. Did you know they are now 15-14 since your boy Don Kelly took over as the manager? Over 500 with Don at the helm.
And they like him. The players love him.
Like him.
And he gets in fights, argues with people, points fingers at people, calls people out. They're winning. And I told you over the last 50 days, is it? They've had the best ERA in baseball. They got pitching. Yeah. Their problem is scoring runs. Last night, they didn't have that problem against the stinky Fish.
Man, the Fish, they're awful, the Marlins.
They beat your boy Yuri, 6'8" Perez. They said he throws 4 pitches, all of them 100 miles an hour. So much for that.
Didn't matter against that mighty Pirate offense last night.
Reynolds with a big night. And Kutch with 3 hits.
Kutch had 3 hits. Phillies beat the Cubs 4-3 in 11 innings. Brandon Marsh doing the honors on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Fly ball, left center field. That'll do it. Pete Crow Armstrong going back. It's off the base of the wall. A little exclamation point for Brandon Marsh.
Oh, man.
Everybody touches their bag, and the Phillies win it in the bottom of the 11th inning.
Everybody touches the bag. Anyway, I don't enjoy watching the Phillies win games ever. So the Pirates swept them, and then they end their skid against the Cubs. You got to be kidding me.
You got to be kidding me is right. It's amazing. The Rays beat Boston 10-8 in 11 innings. That was a wild game. Back and forth, both teams making stupid mistakes all over the field, and eventually the Rays outlasted them. When they got to the 11th. All right, we'll come back and I'll get through the last couple things from last night. And then, of course, it's Tuesday. And that means everyone's playing tonight on a Dinger Tuesday. Everybody always plays on Tuesdays, which we absolutely
love. The kid went over 4 last night with a K and an error in right. You see the ball go under his glove?
I went on
nice
to try
debut
to Ole
in Boston. Screw him, Tell.
He did drove in a run on a ground out or a fly out, I think. He did RBI.
No.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle.
With ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
All right, so we're talking about baseball, and why don't we start with some bad baseball, like the Braves. They've been terrible. They're 9 games under 500, but they finally got their guy Sale to give him some runs because he's been fantastic pitching every – he's like Skeens. He's great every time he pitches, and they never score any runs for him, but they did last night.
They did. 7-1, Braves beat the Brewers. Sale went 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 11 Ks. He's got a 1.09 in his last 5 starts. They did get some offense. They got home runs from Matt Olson and Ronald Acuna Jr., FanDuel Sportsnet.
I said you were closer than me. You weren't. You went really high. This ball is high and deep, and it is going to go. Ronald Acuna to right center to put Atlanta on the board in the fifth.
Yeah, you know, let's just face facts. He's come back from the knees, and he hasn't done anything until last night. He hit a home run, finally did something. Like, we haven't said his name once since he's come back, have we? We haven't.
You know, he's the tough part for him is like they've been losing games, right? So it's, you know, you need to win like last night to really get some things highlighted. I was actually kind of surprised. He's hit, I think last night was his 4th or 5th homer since he's come back, and he hasn't been back very long. The problem is, Scotty, he's hit those homers in games where, you know, they're losing. Like, he hit the homer in the one game where they blew that huge lead to the Diamondbacks at home. You know, he had a homer in that game, but nobody remembers because they blew a 6-run lead in the 9th inning. So he's had a couple hits, but, like, the team has been so brutal that it's just not – it's not showing for them right now. So they need a little bit more from everybody, not just him. They're also
they
not going to have
fire that manager down there. Honestly, they're not winning.
I know you try to be loyal to guys that you've won with, right? Because he won a World Series there a few years back when they won. You know, you try to be loyal to those guys, but
no mercy.
There is eventually a no mercy sweep the leg policy that has to come in.
Sweep the leg policy invoked here. And then
it has
they
to
lost
happen to sometimes.
Smith-Shawver.
Man, he's the guy. Yeah, he left the game a couple weeks ago. Remember, he got hit on the elbow, and he's going to have Tommy John surgery. Jays beat the Cards 5-4 in 10 innings last night.
They're hot.
They are hot. They've been playing better. The Angels, as you mentioned yesterday, have been playing better, too. They beat the A's 7-4. And this guy, Joe Adell, has actually been red hot. I think he's got like 5 homers in his last 7 games. They might even tell me right here on FanDuel Sportsnet.
Including over the wall.
Now Joe Adell sends one out to left. It's Rucker back for it. He's at the wall. It is gone! A home run! Rucker ran out of real estate, and Adell has his 5th home run in June.
Adell doing a residency in Anaheim these days.
He is doing a residency there in that point. By the way, did you see in that game, the catch that kid Cameron on the A's made in center field where he Spider-Maned the wall and came back and brought it over, and like half his body was over the wall and he came back with it. Unbelievable. He's had a couple of those, too.
Yeah, he's had 2 of those. He had one last week, had one this week. That was clearly the catch of the year in baseball, without a doubt, going away, bar none.
Denzel Clark.
That may be the best catch I've ever seen in my life over a wall.
Yeah, Denzel Clark, what a catch last night. Unfortunately, I couldn't play it for you because the call was horrible. I wasn't going to go there.
You lose.
Kikuchi, and they lost, too. And if you lose, you lose. It's just the way it goes. Kikuchi went 7 1/3. Allowed only 1 hit. So Kikuchi has been very good for the Angels. Yankees, of course, will get back at it tonight. Aaron Judge, 23 homers and a .396 average. This was according to Bob Nightingale. Only player in modern era baseball history to produce that many homers with that high of an average in the team's first 64 games ever. Man, you gotta filter a lot of columns to be able to get to that. But either way, it's a hell of a start for Judge. 396.
Listen, the thing that I like, and I think I've told you this before, the favorite thing that he does is when he rounds first on a home run and he points to the bleacher creatures every time, and he signals them or he'll give them a point, and every single time he's got it down to a science when he's at the Bronx, when he's playing in Yankee Stadium. I think it's pretty cool.
And Giancarlo Stanton gets to spend his night tonight and I guess the next few days in Somerset.
Lovely.
Playing with the Somerset Patriots. Rehab assignment for Giancarlo Stanton. Getting
they love jazz there. Down there in Somerset.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
90 in the books, turning the corner on a Tuesday with Carver High as we continue onward. We're talking baseball, obviously, and we keep the roll going.
We do. Of course, we have a few other things, and then we'll get to tonight's games. The Rangers will be back in action tonight. How about Marcus Semien the last couple of weeks since May 30th? 538 average.
What?
Jeez, that's first in baseball. A 613 OBP first. 1613 OPS first. He scored 10 runs that second. Semien on a tear right now for Texas. They need it because their offense has been brutal this year. So they could use a little boost offensively. Mets, Jeff McNeil, since last year's All-Star break, 275, 13 homers, 366 OBP, 541 slugging, 2.5 with the F4. Jeff McNeil has suddenly gotten hot. He's got like a bunch of like multi-homer games recently, doesn't he? He's been getting a couple off the ball.
Two the other day with Alonzo. They hit four of them.
He did. Speaking of Alonzo, he is the National League Player of the Week. Vinny from the neighborhood. Vinny Pasquantino, the Pasquatch.
He ain't no Vinny B or Vinny B Jr.
Vinny P from the neighborhood is the American League Player of the Week. All right, our weekly look as well at the best and the worst for MLB in terms of the money line. Here we go. Tigers still at the top of the mountain. They are plus 8.7 units this year with the Cardinals, Angels, Mets, and Padres. Right. Look at the Angels. They're 31-34, but they're plus 4.8 units so far this year. And I actually think they're now 32-34. They won last night, so they need to update their numbers.
How is that even possible?
They've won a lot of games with being heavy dogs. The worst teams, the Rockies have now built a nice 31.2 unit hole this year in terms of what they're down. Braves, Orioles,
you couldn't even
Rangers.
Dig out of that on the institution. You couldn't take
You need a couple really good nights of long balls to do the clear out of that.
A couple weeks.
Couple nights of long balls to 31 unit down for the Colorado Rockies. That is
a couple dozen.
Horrible for them. Just absolutely horrible. The Yankees are still the favorites to win the American League.
I know.
2-1 right now. The Tigers, though, are pretty close to them, plus 325. Then you get to the Astros twin. I mean, the Twins. Get serious.
Stop it. Twins
are the fourth choice to win the American League. Then the Mariners, Guardians, Rays, Rangers, Blue Jays. Like, honestly, you look at that list, like,
it's so bad that it's just automatic Yankees, Tigers for the pennant.
We spent so much time like, oh, the Yankees, and you know, they're not that great. They didn't make great moves. Like, look at that. Who the hell's beating them? I mean, the Tigers can, obviously. But, like, these teams aren't great. The Astros aren't good anymore. There's not a lot of great teams on that list so far this year.
I think the Rays are playing better than all those teams below the Tigers. So I like, you know, Yankees, Tigers, Rays, the way they're playing. And aren't they a wild card? Like, didn't I send you some, like, wild card scene already? I know it's early June, but, you know, once there's no more hockey, and then again, we're going to talk about the wild card more than we talk about our families on the show. So the Rays, get ready.
The Rays and the Blue Jays And the Twins would be the three wild card teams today. Rays, wow. Blue Jays, Twins
well,
in the American
Rays
League.
Have the hitting and the pitching. They're a problem.
Yeah. Toronto and Tampa have both started to play well, especially
it's
over
Toronto,
the last
but 110 of 14. I mean, they win every night.
Yeah. They win every night. And the Phillies, Giants, and Padres are who have the spots in the NL right now.
I'd
here's
be worried
the
about the Phillies and the Padres. Yeah, I'm not worried about the Giants.
No. Dodgers are the favorites, of course, in the NL. Mets, Phillies, Cubs, Padres. I mean, we still got the Braves on the list.
No
way. 20-1. Like,
stop
I mean,
it.
The Braves are still on the list. I'll tell you how bad it is for the Braves. They're 9 games back of the last wild card spot.
They're right finished.
Now. They're 9 games back of that.
Think that list is legit, except them.
I agree. And look, the Cardinals have obviously hung around a lot longer than I thought they were going to. Oh, they've lost 4 of 10. They're 4-6
in their
last 10. And
the Mets beat
the
Dodgers. The Padres don't, but the Mets do. And I'll tell you what, they blew that game up 4-0 and 5-3, and I had them at +121. I will never forget that game the rest of the year because they have their number in some semblance of sanity. They've got wins against the Dodgers, whereas in the NLCS, they got their ass beat. I think they want a piece of them again. I want to see Dodgers-Mets in the pennant.
We shall see if we can get that. All right, let's get to tonight's games. We'll start them up, and then we'll finish the rest after Coach.
All right.
The Tigers, who we were just discussing, they head into Baltimore for a few games with the Orioles starting tonight. It'll be Cade Povich going for Baltimore. Brant Herder will be the opener for the Tigers. So he's one of these guys that goes like an inning or two, and then they bring a bulk guy in. So a little bit of an opener-slash-bullpen situation for Detroit this evening. Orioles -130, Tigers +110, and a 9.5.
Yeah, I'm never betting on the Orioles when they're a favorite of that price or more. I like the Tigers in plus money. They're better, flat out. I don't care. Maury Povich is pitching. He sucks, too.
He does. He stinks. Battle of Ohio again tonight. The Reds and the Guardians. Andrew Abbott for Cincinnati. The immortal Slade Ciccone going for Cleveland. I got this -110 both ways for the pick'em and 8.5 for the total.
Yeah, I actually got Abbott and Costello at -109. Give me the Reds. They're on fire. They've won 5 in a row. Tito went in there, beat their ass last night, beat them again harder tonight.
The Buccos still at home at PNC. The Fish are still in town. It'll be Mitch, don't call me Helen Keller tonight. Sandy Alcantara for Miami. -145. The Buccos at -145. +120 for the Fish and an 8.5.
So I told my son, one at a time, but they're 13 games under .500. Get me into single digits and I'm loving life. Helen Keller tonight and the Buccos. Keep the rolled spleef going. Give me the Bucks.
Got to keep it going if you're them. Cubs and Phillies at the bank. Colin Rea and Mick Abel. Mick is Abel. I got -110 both ways for this as well, but 9.5, big total at the bank.
Yeah, I'm taking Diarrhea and the Cubs at -110. I'm going to go for it again. I did last night and lost. I'm going to go for it again with the Cubs.
Going for it again with the Cubbies. Next up, Tampa Bay still in Boston against the Sox. Ryan Pepiot and Lucas Giolito. Man, I can smell the gas from here. -110 both.
The over.
This game, this is an over. 9.5's the total. This Giolito stinks. He's so bad.
Give me the Rays and the over. And I got him at -107. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you can smell the gasoline.
I hope Alex Cora gets thrown out of the game again tonight for arguing balls and strikes, and he was wrong about every single pitch that he argued. He was arguing balls, and they were all strikes. I thought the ump was dead right on all of them. They showed it today on MLB Network. I was watching the pitch frames. They were all the right call, and they threw out Cora, which I always enjoy.
Everybody likes when Cora gets thrown out. We'll slide one more in here before the break. The Nationals open a series at Citi Field against the Mets. Mackenzie Gore against Griffin Canning. -145 for the Mets, plus $1.20 for the Nats at a 7.5.
I like the under here because of Tipper Gore and his major league leading strikeout. He's the man, you know, K-ing everybody left and right. I don't think the runs are going to be easy to come by tonight. I think the Mets are better than the Nats. I like the Mets and the under. I like Canning's been really good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we got Coach James Young. You get him on Coast to Coast. You get him on Sports Grid. You get him on Betting Above the Rim, Pro Basketball Today on Saturdays. He is hoops extraordinaire. So let's talk about Jason Kidd for a second to start off. You think that it's coming together, this thing, in some capacity, like a trade or something, because Dallas won't say anything at all, and they never have.
Yeah, they never said anything. But remember, Jason Kidd is the last coach to get traded from, I think, from Brooklyn to Milwaukee.
That's
right.
Only
cost the Bucks a couple of second-round picks. So it's not going to cost a lot. The reason why I think is just for the fact that there's two names you heard from coaches that are under contract when the Knicks started their search. It was him and Ime Udoka. Houston shut it down immediately. Like, same day, same morning, nope. Not interviewing for the job. Dallas has been eerie quiet. So to me, I think Jason Kidd wants the job. I think, you know, he's got a very good relationship with Jalen Brunson, you know, and I think you want a guy that maybe, you know, in this softness that we have now, you want a better communicator because Tibbs didn't talk to his guys enough. Right. So to me, you know, Jason Kidd to the Knicks is carrying more legs because, let's be honest, the other name we've heard is Johnny Bryan. We've heard Taylor Jenkins. Well, Johnny Bryan can get hired immediately, and Taylor Jenkins is unemployed. So if they wanted either one of those two, they would have hired him by now. So to me, I think it's Jason Kidd, only a matter of time.
All right, so what about this talk of, I almost fell over today, of this – you know, KD and Giannis to the Knicks, like, that's not happening. Both of those guys coming to the Knicks, and, like, what? They said that they're going to trade Kat to the Suns for KD because he's got, like, a expiring contract or something. Do you believe all this nonsense?
No, I don't. Listen, Giannis kind of came on today a little bit and said how much he loves Milwaukee. His, you know, his kids were born there. He's loyal to there. Do I think KD is coming? That's probably more likely, you know, because when you line up the teams that are looking at KD, why, number one, why would you send him to Houston? Why would you send him to San Antonio? Wait, those teams are just like getting into their win now, you know, championship window. The Knicks think they're one score, one sniper away. So to me, KD has more legs.
Money sniper.
He's a money sniper, you know. So, you know, so that has more likes to me as KD going to the Knicks. We'll see what happens. But as long as Jason,
is he better than what they had with Brunson and Kat? Would you rather have Brunson with old man Durant, even though he can fill it up from downtown and he's, you know, automatic 25 a night, no questions asked? But he's old and, you know, he has that month off every year with his calf.
Yeah, that's the issue. It's the month off and how they're going to use him. If you're telling me I'm going to just say my championship window is in 26 and in 27? Yes, because here's what KD is good at. You know this, Pharrell. You don't got to run ISO ball for him. You can have him come off stuff, you know, catch, boom, catch, jab, legible right. pull-up. It's very clean with Durant. So he's also a bail you out of the shot clock kind of guy. And I think that will make sense because I think the Knicks need someone else on the perimeter that can go get a bucket. Like OG, even though he looked good in the playoffs, he doesn't go get you a bucket in 1-on-1 late clock, 5-6 seconds left. Bridges can't do it. No one else can do it. So to me, yeah, you can do that. And then at the end of the day, you just go Bridges at the 2, OG at the 3, or Durant 3-4 with OG, and Mitchell Robinson at the 5, and you bring Josh Hart off the bench, where I think he actually is better coming off the bench than in his starting lineup.
All right, so what do you think is going to happen in Indianapolis with the next two games?
Well, I actually like the Pacers in the first quarter to win. I think I saw something that I saw unlocked out of Tyrese Halliburton. You probably saw it in the fourth quarter is they took him off the ball. They had him come off of, you know, pin downs or dribble drops or the dribble handoffs into a ball screen. So they got him on the run. I think that's the adjustment of Rick Carlisle is going to make. I still think the game is going to go to Oklahoma City, but I think the Pacers come out hot, lean on the home crowd. And then I would look at Halliburton over 4.5 points in the first quarter. And then the other thing I would look at, interestingly enough, is wait till after the first quarter and then bet Jalen Williams in the second quarter. Go look at his stats. There's a great place, I think it's called Popcorn Machine, where it shows game flows. SGA typically sits, ready, folks? The first 5 to 6 minutes of the second quarter, and that is when Jalen Williams becomes the primary scorer. Jalen Williams, second quarter points, if you can find it live on FanDuel.
So do you think Indy wins one of the games at home?
No.
And no, they're going to lose both games at home.
This is over. This is over in five. And if the closer game's going to be game three. Game three's going to be closer.
I agree with that.
I think Oklahoma City finds a way to win game three. If Oklahoma City goes into Indianapolis and beats them by like a 20-piece, you better be worried because it could get really ugly real quick.
Yeah, that's not happening. I don't think that's happening. I think that I agree with what you said, you know, fully. I think game three is the game where it's going to be closer, and they haven't covered on the road.
Well, that's why I also think with the 4.5, 3.5, that's why I'd rather play the game live. I think Indiana jumps out. You could probably get him on the money line pretty close to even money or minus 140 or less. And that's why I would jump on OKC after quarter one or even after halftime because Oklahoma City is really good at finding adjustments, particularly in the second half. It's not a big line, but I would like the line to come down to under one basket because I think it will be close. But I think OKC still wins out.
What about tonight with the Indy and Atlanta, Chicago and the Liberty?
Indy, Atlanta over. Ryan Howard over her points prop. Go the other way in New York versus Chicago. Take the under. Remember, Courtney Vandersloot's out. That team's a hot mess. And I will actually take Angel Reese under 10.5 points. Little concern with no Jonquel Jones, but with Stewie and Sobley, they should be able to contain her off the boards and block her shots.
The Liberty are going to whack them. Oh. They're awful. All right, Coach, great stuff.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast? You end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With Ultra Titanium Alloy Metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time.
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Always good to have Coach Young on talking RAC. And we go back to the NBA, the baseball games from tonight. The NBA game will be tomorrow night in the field house in Indianapolis. Game three of the NBA Finals after they split the first two in OKC. So let's get back to these baseball games tonight.
Hey, why don't we do that? We got, of course, everybody in action on a Tuesday night in Major League Baseball. The Braves are still in Milwaukee, where they'll see the Brewers again tonight. Grant Holmes, big Grant Holmes, going against Quinn Priester. Braves are favored, minus -125, plus +105 for Milwaukee, and an 8.5.
Yeah, listen, I'm still going Brewers here in Milwaukee. I am. I know Sale beat them last night. That's a different story. Now they go back to their, I think, normal pattern of losing.
The Rangers will be in Minnesota against the Twins. Tyler Molly, Simeon Woods, Richardson will be the starters. Twins minus -125. Plus +105 for Texas and an 8.5.
Yeah, listen, you're talking about your guy Simeon and how hot he is.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet them tonight. I like Everyone Loves Molly, and I like the price of plus money, plus +105 at least, and I'm going to go with Texas on the road.
The Yankees will be in Kansas City against the Royals. Max Fried, of course, 8-1 with a 1.78. So far this year, Noah Cameron, who's been pretty good for the Royals. I mean, he got an under one ERA through his first 31 innings. Tonight, minus -190 for the Yankees on the road, plus +160 for the Royals and an 8.5.
Yeah, I saw this kid Cameron get interviewed the other day, and he's been fantastic. So you know what I'm going to do? I think it's impossible to not want free chicken, but I don't like the price. And I don't, you know, I don't think they're going to beat him by two runs. I'm going to take Cameron and a run and a half on the run line at minus -101 is all I have to pay to get that extra hook. And I'm going to say it's going to be a one-run game tonight, and Fried and the Yankees are going to struggle in Kansas City. Let's see if he blows them out. It's automatic. I mean, Cameron's been as tough as anybody for the Royals. So I'm just hoping it's a really good game and close, and that, you know, run and a half will help me.
Blue Jays are still in St. Louis against the Cardinals. Two of our favorites tonight, the Basset Hound for the Blue Jays and Mikolas for the Red Birds. Red Birds and Blue Birds here tonight. Minus -130 for St. Louis, plus +110 for Toronto, and a 7.5.
I can't get off the Jays and the Basset Hound at .108. I can't. They've won 10 of 14. All they do is win. He's their best pitcher. I think it's going to be a great game. I'm going to go under 8. I think, you know, Mikolas and Bassett have been terrific. Tight game, 3-2, 4-3. I say it stays under, and I'm going to go Jays and plus money. Let's go.
The White Sox are in Houston against the Astros. Shane Smith goes for Chicago. Lance McCullers for the Astros, who honestly has really rebounded nice. Remember he had that first start, Scotty, where he didn't get out of the first inning and he gave up nine runs? He's been pretty good since then. Minus -175 for Houston, plus +145 for Chicago, and a 7.5.
Yeah, he's been great since the death threats toward his children from the great fans down in Houston. Give me the Astros on the run line tonight over the White Sox at, I think it's a minus -124 to lay the run and a half.
The San Francisco Giants will be making the trip.
Plus +124, sorry.
Plus +124. Giants will be in Colorado over the next few days against the Rockies. A giant note for you that did come across my desk. They're going to lose Matt Chapman. He's going on the IL.
You lose.
With right hand inflammation. So they're going to have to be without one of their better power hitters here. Kyle Harrison tonight for the Giants. Carson Palmquist for the Rockies. Minus -215 for San Fran. Plus +180 for Colorado. A big fat 11.5 tonight.
Yeah, well, first of all, that pitcher for the Rockies, but Palmquist, he's awful. Give me the Giants on the run line at minus -150. Believe it or not, I'll have to pay the price. And the number is 11. you lose Chapman. I say they're not scoring 11 runs tonight. I'm going to go under. High risk.
Yeah, that's the best bat in their lineup that they're going to lose. All right, we've got three more on the left coast. We'll do that and the Taters when we come back before we get into some other things to start the last hour of Coast to Coast.
More Dodd.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.